who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept the material body again and again. Please repeat. When the living entity
is
covered by the mode of ignorance,
he
does not understand.
He does not understand.
The individual living being.
And the supreme living being.
And his mind is subjugated. By fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudev,
who is none other than myself,
he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. When the mind is polluted by fruitive activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. Generally, everyone is involved in working hard day and night to improve his economic condition. Even when one understands the way it rituals, he becomes interested in promotion to heavenly planets, not knowing that one's real interest lies in returning home back to Godhead. By acting on the platform of fruitive activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with the devotee of the Lord or Guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudev. This is the most important point in this This is one of the most important points. Unless he comes in contact with the devotee of the Lord, a Guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudev. Knowledge of Vasudev requires many births to understand, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Bahunam Jamanam Devanam Mahaprabhate, Vasudev Sarvamati, Samadhasu. After struggling for existence for many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders on the king. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. So surrender to Krishna is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 19.151. In the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sri Rupa Goswami at Dasaswami Jagata, Brahmanda Brahmide Kono Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Dada Bija. The living entity wanders throughout different planets in different forms and bodies, but if by chance he comes in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master he receives Lord Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins. And when Rishabdev was born, he exhibited all the qualities of Supreme Personality of God. So it is mentioned in the last chapter that how Indra stopped the rain and Rishabdev through his yoga maya manifested rain in the whole Ajana Varsha, which is good, which will be called Bharat Varsha after Mahabharata. So he exhibited like the city, all the activities which exhibited like he is the Supreme Personality of God. And Maharaj Nabi informed Rishabdev because he saw that Rishabdev was loved among all the citizens of the Brahmanas and he was a qualified personality. So Maharaj Nabi informed him and renounced the kingdom. And it is mentioned that Rishabdev exhibited perfect Brahmachari. He exhibited perfect Brahmachari. He went to Gurukul, he served his spiritual master, he gave Guru Dakshina, and even as a Grahastha, he exhibited an ideal Grahastha person. Ideal Grahastha. So he married Jayanti, who was offered by Indra, and then from that marriage he had 100 sons. And the top of the 10 eldest sons became Kshatriyas, and of them Bharat Maharaj was the eldest. And another 9 sons became Navyogendras, of whom we will hear in the 11th canto, where they have got discussions with Maharaj Nidhi. So their instructions will come in the 11th canto. So they became Navyogendras. And the remaining 81 sons, they became perfect Brahmanas. So it is mentioned all his sons had similar qualities as himself. So they were all qualified. So we heard about them. And then Rishabdev instructed his son at Brahma Varta about the duties of a human being, one should execute as a human being. So in that we come to this chapter where Lord Rishabdev is teaching the explanation. In the first verse itself he emphasizes of the importance of a person who has received human life. He should utilize this for tapo divyam, divine austerity. Then they are putting another Sankama. Arhatavit Pujama, you should not work hard like for the pleasures which are even available to the dogs and hogs. So you should engage in divine austerity, tapo divyam putra kalyanasattva. Sundi Rashman, Brahma Satyapana. So the Lord Shri is emphasizing that anyone who has received human form of life, he should engage in tapo divyam. And then this next verse is saying, what gives liberation and what binds one? So service to the Mahatmas liberate one, whereas association with the opposite sides binds one. So Mahatsevudvaram, Ahurudhya, Samovharam, Vishwam, Sanghi, Sandham. So he gives that instruction. And then the third verse gives the qualities of a person who is devotional. So what kind of qualities one should possess? So the first thing he mentioned is, person is eager to serve the Supreme Personality of God. The second he mentions, he is disinterested. He is not interested in mingling with materialistic people. So he is disinterested in association with mundane association. And then he said, he is unattached to the material possessions. And the fourth thing he mentions is, such a person only needs to keep his body and soul together. So he explains devotional qualities. And then in this section that we are hearing in the verse 4 to 6, he is explaining how one can transmigrate from the cycle of birth and death. So we come to this verse where it is mentioned, two things are mentioned, and it says Darshan Prabhupada. And the first thing is, avidya covers the living entity. So I will read that part of the Prabhupada where it mentioned, when the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the living, individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated by fruitive activity. So this is from the translation. And so it is, his mind is subjugated by fruitive activity when he is covered by ignorance. So Prabhupada Prabhupada in his famous audio we have heard, he mentioned that in pure state of consciousness, every living entity is Krishna conscious. So each and every living entity is Krishna conscious in this pure state of consciousness. Jiva Swarupa Krishna Mithi Das. So if in the original state everyone is Krishna conscious, then what makes one fall down into the material body. It is mentioned that in the spiritual world, the spiritual world, the living entity has got a curiosity. It is mentioned curiosity kills a
cat.
So, in the spiritual world, the living entity has got curiosity. What would it be to be like Krishna? And that is because of attachment. That is because of love for Krishna. It is not because of envy, because envy does not exist in the spiritual world. So, sometimes when you love someone, you admire someone so much that you feel, if I was like him. So, that is the curiosity that the living entity has in the spiritual world. And what happens? Krishna, Vahyamukta, Hana, Bhoga, Panchakarya. Nikarasaya, Mayakara, Jabatyadhara. It is mentioned. So, as soon as one desires to enjoy that Krishna, Maya is, that is Yoga Maya. Yogamaya Chapatiyadare completely subjugates, as it is mentioned in the subjugates the living entity and makes it, because unless a living entity forgets its original position, as Jiva Sokhavi Krishna Rahitya, he cannot enjoy separate from Krishna. So the first thing the Maya has to do, or Krishna has to make Maya do, is forget that who you are, who Krishna is, and what your relationship with Krishna is. Otherwise, it will be impossible, unbearable pain of separation. Each one of us will have in this material world separate from Krishna. So, this is like a father who is very loving. He sometimes wants to fulfill the desire of, or he wants to fulfill the desire of his children. So, similarly, when the children has for a desire, even though it is not so good, but the father said, okay, let me teach him. Like we heard in the pastime of Srila Prabhupada in Lila Amrita Kathas, right? When Srila Prabhupada's son had a desire to put his finger into the fan, what did Srila Prabhupada do? He pulled off the power. And then when the fan was turning slowly, he asked his son, okay, you can put your finger now. And then the son put his finger, what happened? He got hit, but the fan was turning slow. It was not so fast. So he got hit and he understood that he should not put finger in the fan. So then he realized, sometimes the father, out of his kindness, teaches the child how to live this, how to live cooperatively, how to love in harmony. He teaches by such examples. So Krishna being a kind father, what he did, he created this material world. And makes, so it is mentioned, he makes one forget his real identity, God's identity, himself's identity, and the relationship of one which he has. And so in that process, what happens? One comes down into this material world, first as position of Lord Brahma, and then different demigods, and then goes from Brahma, Bhavana, Loka, Punaravartina, Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that in this material world, person goes from Lord Brahma's planet to the lowest of the creatures and keeps on going in that cycle of birth and death, as it is mentioned here. He travels, Brahma to Prometheus, he travels through the material universe, life after life. So one comes and thinks himself best of material. And if one does not think that I am the best, the family members will meet. If not the family members, there are always children or someone really make you think, friends make you think, or if no one else, at least your parents make you think, my son is like Krishna. Every parent thinks that his son is the best. No parent will hear saying that my son is the worst of all. It's natural. Prabhupada makes this one that it is natural for a parent to love their children. Because of that love and affection, the person thinks that he is the best. He grows up with that attitude. When this child is born, and there is a beautiful song by Bhakti Yonkana Purvedi, I was thinking of singing one verse, but then I thought the whole song is relevant to this Dharma, which matches with what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And in that song, it is mentioned, Bhuliya Tumare Samsariya Sriya Pehina Mida Vyatha Tumara Charan Asiya Jiyan Bhuli Bhuliya Katha. So, Bhakti Muttapur is saying that forgot you, Uriya Maharaj Samsara, I forgot you and came to this material world. Pinana, Ida, Vedha. Now I am telling the tale of my suffering. Tomara Charane Asiya Chikami. Now coming to your lotus feet, only go to care of the suffering that I have gone through in this material world. So in the womb of a mother, one is tied bound in such a small space, and he's going to Chiranjapana, he's been squashed. Vishwamandan Pasa. It's like tying someone with a rope. If we are in the same condition today, we might not survive for even an hour. If suppose we are tied in that condition. Ekvar Prabhu Devatiya Moya. This means Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that at that moment, once Lord, you, because of my pious credits or my Agyat Sukriti, you gave me darshan in the womb. And once you did that, and you, because of mercy, showing your mercy, you appeared in the womb. Tapamaha vino charama paheya koriko bhajanata. And in the womb, I prayed to you that after taking birth, I will do koriko bhajanata, I will worship you, my Lord. I promise that. Janama paheya. So after Janama Holiya, Pari Mahajaya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned that as soon as I was born, I was covered by the illusory energy. And it attacked me. And now I forgot whatever knowledge I had in the womb of your darshan, I completely forgot. So it is mentioned that this Swajanira Loka, Adhara Chariye, Swajanira Loka, all my relatives who were surrounding me, I became center of their attraction and everyone started appreciating. Hasita Katam Kala. I started laughing and I felt joy when you are the center of attraction. Everyone feels good. So as a child, this is imbibed in you. One's life. Janata Janani Snehete Bhuliya Samsara Gilopala. So my parents, Janani Snehete Bhuliya, they love us so much that I forgot. And I thought, this world is after all not a bad place. It's okay. It's a nice place to live in. So it is mentioned, Krama Dina Dina Balaka Hoya, I became a child and I grew up with other children, playing with other children. And then, Arakishune Nama Pajiva. After that, I started going to school and Patapodi Arahaha. And what starts in school? ABC. One starts to learn ABC. So, then what happens? Vidyanagarame Namide Sedese Dhamma Pajana Koi Swajana Pajana Koi Kamane Bhuliyo Tomaratari. So it's mentioned that Vidyanagarame, I became puffed up with knowledge. I got all these degrees and I became puffed up. Namide Sedese, I went to different places. Dhamma Upajana Kori to make wealth, to create wealth for myself. Swajana Palana Kori, and I then, and as soon as you become, you get a good job, you are married. So I started looking after the family members, and Mulinatumarakali, in that I forgot you already. And the last verse, Bhaktivinoda sings is very nice. He says, Vasate Koma, Vasate Vinoda, Kandiya Kantarati, Navajiya Tore, Dinaprita Deva, Ekoma Ki Havitati. So he said, in this old age, oh my Lord, I'm sad and grieving. Namajiya Tore, whole life I did not worship you. Dinam Vrita Gero, day by day I just wasted my time. Ekona ki hape kati. So now what is going to be my destiny? So this is the song of every living entity. It goes through different, and especially this song, it was written by Bhaktivinoda in the 19th century. He was born 1838 or something. And then he wrote that song. In those days, people were not traveling so much. People were not. But still, he saw this. And when you read this song, especially for people who travel to different places for studies, for making earning wealth, and then making different research, it's so relevant even today. So, person works, he thinks himself is the best of the engineers, and he works like a donkey. So, what happens in the next life? He becomes a donkey. And then the nature of the donkey is. You have all seen that photograph of carrot hanging in front of the donkey and he's running to catch that carrot, but he can never reach the carrot, but he reached the destination. So this is donkey mentality. There is a nice joke about it. Once a donkey was working very hard every day, and at the end of the day, the owner used to be a little bit of grass. So that owner had a goat as well. So the goat asked the donkey, why do you work so hard? Just for little grass. See, I don't even work and I get the same amount of grass that you get. And the donkey said, you know, whenever my owner gets angry on his daughter, he tells his daughter, if you don't listen to me, if you don't behave, I will marry you to the donkey. So that is the only hope. One day he definitely married his daughter to me. So that is why I work very hard to please my master. So this is just a joke. So this is a donkey mentality. He works day and night for a little bit of dedication, and what happens at night, he starts to sing. He thinks he is the best of the singer and he starts to sing and he's been bitten to death. So this is then donkey mentality, and then he becomes a crow. So what happens in the crow? Crow is very fond of singing. And usually when the crow is sitting, it continues keeps on shouting craw, 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 craw. It's irritating sometimes. But for the crow, it seems he's the best of the singer. And there is another story of a crow. Like, there was one crow who was like puffed up because of his voice, because of his activity. And you always have friends who will make you flatter you and make you realize that you're the best of the animal. So this crow was also like that. He was puffed up, and there were all these other crows who used to always encourage him, oh, you are the best of the singer, oh, you are the best. So one day this crow, out of his pride, he asked for a competition. Everyone said we should have a competition with this Arctic terns. Have you heard of the birds, Arctic terns? So these birds are, they look like crow, similar in size, slightly bigger than crow, but similar in size, and they are white in color with a black head. So they look, so all these crows said we should have a competition with them. This Arctic terns have a specialty. They never see the night, they are always in the daylight. So they live in the northern hemisphere for 6 months, and when the earth goes into the other side, they travel to the south. So they travel about 40,000 kilometers in a year. They fly 40,000 kilometers in a year. So they travel to the south when there is sun for 6 months. So they never see night, so they are always in the daylight. So they are kind of in the bird's family, they are more of goodness. So, this crow went and approached this Arctic tern and said, I want to have a competition, flying competition, see how high I can fly. So, I can have competition with you. So, this Arctic tern did not even mind, just started flying. The crow started flying. And at first the crow just took off and he flew very fast. And the rabbit was flying at his own pace. And he was going at speed, And after a couple of kilometers, the crow realized that he is not able to fly anymore and he is already in the middle of the ocean. So what happens then? He just drowns in the ocean. So this is the story of all these living entities, how living entities goes into different bodies. So one makes a point, when the mind is polluted or by fruitive activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. In whatever position we go into, if our mind is attached to fruitive activity, we will be subjugated by this material energy. And we will have to go through different bodies, one after another. So what is the escape? How to escape this material world? As it is mentioned, unless he comes in contact with the devotee of the Lord or Guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord possible. So that is the most important thing. One has to have the association of Guru or his devotees, Lord or his devotees, a person who is a Guru. There is an interesting section in the 3rd canto, 4th chapter, where Maitreya meets Vidura. In that section it is mentioned that when Krishna was about to depart from his material body, he was giving instructions to Uddhava. At that point, Maitreya Muni also appeared at the scene. It is mentioned that Maitreya Muni did not have anything, he was not pure devotee like Uddhava. Then how come he got an opportunity to associate with Krishna in his last, final pastime and associate with Uddhava, who was a pure devotee? So it is mentioned that Tasmin Mahabhagavato Vaipani Sukrit Sakha, that he was a friend of Vaipanya Vyasadeva, and he was the disciple of Parashurama, he was a father of Vyasadeva. So they both were Sakha, and because of that Sakha, by unknowingly he had served Vyasadeva. So because of that Agyan Sukriti, Prabhupada makes this point that he was allowed to associate with the Lord in his final pastime. So it is very important that Guru Krishna Prasadaya Bhakti Data is only by the, so by the mercy of Guru and Krishna one can get out of the cycle of birth, death, and this in fact Mahaprabhu himself showed in his pastime when he went to Gaya after his father passed away. He met Ishwarpuri in Gaya. And when he met Ishwarpuri, he said, I want to take initiative from you, I want a mantra from you. And Ishwarpuri said, no, you are a great scholar, you are a great pandit. How, what am I? I am nothing. How can I initiate you? At that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you don't give me initiation, if you don't give me mantra, then I don't know how to live. And he said, it will be impossible for me to go back home, back to Godhead, without getting mantra from you. So he displayed this, he exhibited this quality of how one is always eager to serve the Lord and Guru. So even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is Lord, but he exhibited this quality that one needs a Guru. And finally, you know, Ishwarpuri gave him a mantra, initiated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he showed, he started to show extreme symptoms, sentiments of Krishna consciousness in SSS after he got initiated by Ishwarpuri. So here again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing that one needs a Guru, only then one can get Krishna prema. And again it is exemplified in the, this point is exemplified in the pastime of Jagannath Madhaya. So we know the pastime where Jagannath Madhaya were top criminals of this universe that is mentioned. Just to explain, they were born in a Brahmana family. And not only they were born in the Brahmana family, they were well versed in scriptures. But the only problem with Jagannath Madhaya was they were looking into scriptures, what is the worst kind of sin they can perform. So they made a list of worst kind of sin. To kill a person is a sin, but to kill a helpless person is the most, is the worst kind of sin. So they should write, we will kill the most helpless person, like that. And it was mentioned that to have union with any woman forcefully is sin. But to have union with a Brahmana's wife is the worst of the sins. So they made a list like that. What are the worst kind of sins? And they used to commit only those sins which are the worst kind of sins. So like that, they were using the scriptures not for elevation but to commit the most worst degraded sins they would perform. So looking at that, even Yamaraj was thinking, I've got one hell for person who was stealing, the other hell for person who are murderers, third hell for people who have union with other's wife. But this to Jagannatha, I need a special self where I can punish them severely. And people, Yamaduttas and Chitraputs, were tired of writing their simple accounts. So they were thinking, what kind of punishment this people will have? And at that moment, they had few qualifications. So one of the qualifications was they were in the dham, not here. So they were in the holy dham, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, where Nityananda was present, where the Shakti was present. The second qualification they had, they never offended a Vaishnava, they never harassed a Vaishnava, they never communicated Vaishnava. And at that point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that you go to house and beg them to sing the holy names of Krishna, worship Krishna and practice Krishna consciousness. It is mentioned, Prabhupada Arjuna, Mage Vesha Bolo Krishna Toro Krishna Toro Krishna Seksha. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, every night they are going, every day and night they are going to the whole, all the towns and villages nearby, and they were begging to all the people, all the grahasthas there, that please chant the holy names of the Lord, please worship Krishna and practice Krishna consciousness. And at night they used to come back and give the account of what happened that day to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, and sometimes they had good experiences, sometimes they had bad experiences. So they used to give the account to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the day. And then once they came and saw this to Jagannath Madan. And we know the pastor, but still, for the sake of pleasure, we'll just say. So when they saw Jagannath Madan, now who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram, he's the Adi Guru. He's the Adi Guru, he's the representation of the Guru, all the Gurus. He's the Adi Guru. And who is Haridas Thakur? He is Naam Acharya. Naam Acharya means who is Acharya? Who can give that thing? We sometimes say that somebody is a cooking Acharya or somebody is an Acharya in any of the fields. That means he can give that, deliver that knowledge. And so Haridas Thakur is Naam Acharya. So Haridas Thakur can give Naam to anyone. And we know from the pastime of prostitute, just in 3 nights, she completely transformed. She got the holy name from Haridas Thakur by his association. He did not even preach. Just by association of Haridas Thakur, she became perfect. So he is a Naam Acharya. So these two personalities, if they go and ask someone or glance upon someone that please take this holy name, then they will definitely become a devotee. So these two personalities went to Jagannath Madan and told them, give up your all simple activities and start chanting the holy names of Krishna. Just chant and they start singing the Hare Krishna Mantra. Jagannath Madan was so intoxicated, so dull-headed that they started running after Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to kill them. And somehow they escaped. And at night, Nityananda Prabhu gave the account of today we met the worst of the sinners. And they are Jagannath Madan. And, but you have to shower your mercy on them. They requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to shower your mercy on them. Otherwise, what is the use of you being Patita Pavan? Because then they are they are the worst of all people. And if you deliver them, then your true meaning is as a Patita Pavan will be established. So they requested, and looking at Nityananda Prabhu's glorifying this Jagannath Madan actually. All the devotees started shouting, Hari, Hari. Because they understood that just because Nityananda Prabhu had a desire to deliver them, they were already delivered. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata, the Vrindavan Das Thakur, that how the desire of Nityananda Prabhu itself, at that moment they had already been delivered. So by that desire, what happened? This Jagai Madai came near to the ghat where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu usually used to take bath and started living there. And at night, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have kirtan, loud kirtan, they used to hear that kirtan. But they used to think that this kirtan is for Ma Chandi or something like that. So they used to enjoy and dance in their intoxication. They used to dance on that kirtan. So, and in fact, once when in the morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath, they even told, "Oh Nimai, last night your kirtan was very nice. You sing very nicely." So this is by just by association of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, once they in fact started appreciating the Lord. So this is the power of association. And finally, you know the pastime how second time when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur went to meet Jagai Madai, and they took Nityananda Prabhu, and immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there, and it was about to kill Madai. And in fact, Jagai even stopped Madai, "Don't do this, he is a saintly person." At that point, Nityananda Prabhu begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to not kill them. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invoked Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, this Jagai," he started glorifying Jagai, "this Jagai, in fact, saved me, he stopped Madai from killing." So Nityananda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately felt compassion towards Jagai. And then Madai saw that Jagai is getting all the mercy, so he also fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, you have to beg forgiveness from Nityananda Prabhu." So at that point, Jagai and Madai both fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu embraced them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately forgave them. And it is mentioned, not only forgave them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them, and they both fainted at that point, out of ecstasy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked everyone to bring them in his house. And in his house they started chanting. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting, they woke up and then they danced, they were rolling on the ground in ecstasy. So at that moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that these two, Jagai and Madai, are Mahabhagavats from today onwards, and nobody should offend them. Anyone who offends them or criticizes them will have committed the Vaishnava avatar. So, looking at all these things, the Yamdutas who were keeping the account of Jagai and Madai, they came running to Yamraj and saying, "All the accounts that we had kept, all those things, our heart is crashed somehow. There were terabytes of data, but it looks like that all this account has disappeared." And looking at that, Yamraj also figured, how come such a sinful people like Jagai and Madai, their accounts, there is nothing, no sinful activities in their account. And so Yamraj fainted. And Yamdutas were thinking how to revive Yamraj now. At that point, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva comes on the spot and tells Yamdutas that it is not because of any shock, but it is because of ecstasy that Yamraj has fainted. So you should chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And they all started singing the Hare Krishna mantra, and Yamraj came back to consciousness. And it is mentioned by Jayaprakash Maharaj explains this. He says that when Yamraj came back to consciousness, he said, "What is the potency of the Lord and the holy name that it can eradicate all the sinful activities that a person has committed for millions of lifetimes?" So this is how Mahamantra can deliver anyone. And this is the mercy. This was only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who was a guru, and Haridas Thakur, who was an Anacharya. So, as it's explained, the power of chanting and power of association, one can become completely purified and is qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. Okay, I'll stop here. If anyone has got any questions or comments.
Well, I just think sometimes how Jagai and Madai, they're so fallen and so much degraded in their activities. And so if they got the mercy, then what about us? we're not so bad. So we think that we can also
So the point is, if Jagai Madai are so fallen, they got the mercy, and we are not so fallen, but how come we are not getting the mercy? But we are getting the mercy. The point is, to be understood here is, even the most fallen can be purified. So, in fact, if we look ourselves 10, 15, 20 years ago, we did not even have the concept of God-realization or self-realization. But now that we are on the path, we know the concept at least. We understand, at least theoretically, that we are not the body. We are the spirit soul. And as a spirit soul, the activities are different. At least we are, and now if we look outside in the material world, I wouldn't say materialist way of living. We would have been living the same way without any goal, without any objective in life. So, if you ask any of the people outside in office, if you ask someone, what is your goal of life? So, their answer is to retire at the age of 65 and go on a ship, cruise line. Because that's all. And then what? So, they don't have an answer. This is life. One is in this material world, and then finally dies. So this is the cycle. What after that? They don't have an answer. There is nothing after that. But at least we have got that knowledge. There is a life after that. There is, so we are not working for this life, even though we think that we are not getting anywhere. We are still doing the same activities, or we are, our consciousness is still the same, but we don't know what is coming in our next life. Because, so that all their credits, Jagai Madai, all their past sinful activities, they were wiped off. We don't even know like what we were in our previous life and what we will be in our next life. We might have been worse than Jagai Madai in our previous life. Somehow because of the capacity we are having this association of devotees this life. So it's very difficult for us to understand our position right now. But it is very easy to understand when we look at others, we are in far better position than anyone else. We understand that. We have got Srila Prabhupada, we have got Srila Prabhupada, we have got all the association of the devotees, temples, cities. It's not. There is a verse, Ahupakasavacha Atogarian, that Jivagar Vatale, Namatugyam, Devasavasaju, Sasanurada, Brahmanatu, Namatananti. A person who is chanting a holy name must have performed all the austerities, must have done all the sacrifices, must have read all the Vedas, visited all the holy places. So imagine to do something like that, read all the Vedas, perform all the Ashwamedha Yajnas and all the Yajnas, visit all the holy places. It's not possible, but we are still getting this Nam Vranam Kriyate. We are able to chant holy names. So this is the mercy I think. It is only, this is a causeless mercy, an unlimited causeless mercy, where we are able to chant the holy names of God. We don't understand the potency of chanting the holy names of God actually. But just because we are chanting, we have performed so many things by the mercy of the devotees. So, yeah, does that answer to some? Yeah. So, our position is million, billion, trillion times better than any other person who does not have access to these things. In lockdown, what would they be doing at this point? It's miserable. In some of the countries, and even in countries like America, France, Germany, Switzerland, the conditions of Sweden, one of the top world countries, right? But the position is miserable at the moment. People are dying, helplessly. They are not even able to breathe. we should be fortunate we are able to chant. So our position is not we can't even understand what is our position. That's our ignorance, right? Yeah. We are in, and what's coming next, we don't even know. If for, and that's again, this verse, even Putna, what is the verse? From the candle itself. Putna, Lord gives Dhatri, position of a nurse in the spiritual body. So even Putna, Lord gave the position of nurse who had come to kill the Lord. So what to speak of the devotees who are out of little bit of sincerity, we are chanting the holy names of the Lord. Our position is definitely going to be much better in the next life. Not that a devotee wants or desires for such a position, but still it is automatically given without even asking. So definitely we don't see what is coming, but our position is going to be much better than what we are in this. And even right now I think our position is the best. Yeah. We are getting the best of the food, we are getting the best of the association. What more do we need? Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Nanda Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Double mercy from Prabhupada. Huh? You received double mercy.
That's what I was thinking. You know, why is the garland so heavy? Why is the garland so heavy?
Prabhupada has
garland. That's what I was thinking. You know, why is it feeling I'm like?
Double mercy.
Does